Well, every day, China edges closer to overtaking the United States as the world's richest country. But just because they're getting stronger economically doesn't mean the Chinese people are more free. They're not. China is still imprisoning its Muslim population in the West. Ordinary Chinese still lose access to travel or education if the government says they have poor social credit. And now, a hacker has discovered a bizarre Chinese database that evaluated millions of Chinese women on whether they were, quote, breed ready. Gordon Chang is a columnist, author of The Coming Collapse of China. Can't come too soon. He joins us tonight. Gordon, thanks very much for coming on. What does breed ready mean, and why would the Chinese government be assessing that?
Well, breed ready means that they are able to breed children. And the reason why is because China has declining demography. You know, if you start to look at some of the statistics, they're really frightening. So, for instance, last year, their birth rate fell about 12%, perhaps to the lowest rate in the history of the People's Republic, going back to 1949. And we're seeing that the workforce has already topped out. The population as a whole will top out soon. China's officials are just in a panic.
So they're identifying women who are breed ready, but then what do they do with that information? Is there going to be a coercive breeding program in China?
There very possibly could be, because some Chinese officials are now talking about having a two-child policy, which is not a maximum two children, but they're talking about requiring couples to have two children. Now, of course, China's not there yet, but you can see where they're going, largely because they've been taken by surprise by collapsing demography. They shouldn't have been. People have been warning Chinese officials about this for the last 15 years, but they've sort of sloughed off the warnings. But, you know, a couple of years ago, they really started to see the consequences of declining demography.
But, I mean, I've been hearing from Democrats in this country who are very concerned about having any kids because of global warming. It sounds like the Chinese aren't as concerned about global warming as we are.
No, and largely because every social problem, every economic problem they have, almost all of them are made worse by declining demography. And the Chinese leaders start to know this. And that's starting with their economy, because, you know, they grew during what was called the demographic dividend years. That was expanding workforce. Now, the workforce since 2011 has started to get smaller, and it's gotten smaller fast.
So we have the same demographic problems here, obviously, and so does Western Europe, declining below replacement rate. We just import new people from the developing world. Has it occurred to the Chinese to do that?
No, you know, the Chinese don't want to do that because they have a system. And then basically it's based on racial superiority, where they do view the rest of the world in inferior terms. And, you know, Tucker, on demography, within maybe 3 years, for the first time in at least 300 years, maybe all of recorded history, China is not going to be the world's most populous society. The world's most populous society will be India. And the Chinese both disdain the Indians because of this racial superiority view, but also they fear India. So people are concerned that China's seeing a closing window of opportunity and will lash out on that Himalayan border.
So very quick, you just said something that almost nobody ever says, which is that China may be the most racist country in the world, maybe after North Korea, but certainly it's right up there. The country's based on racial superiority, and yet liberals in this country suck up to China constantly. Why does no one ever point that out?
Well, you know, that to me is a mystery, because this notion of hand superiority is bred into the Chinese political system. And you see it, for instance, you know, they put on a skit on the China Central Television's program. 900 million people saw it that depicted Africans as primates. And it's just incredible, Tucker.
It's unbelievable. But Jerry Brown is happy to call them wonderful. So is Dianne Feinstein. Unbelievable. Gordon Chang, it's great to see you. I hope we'll see you again soon. Thanks.
Thanks, Tucker.